we've got quality, and I know the players give me everything they got on Saturday and, you know, give a performance for the club. We turn up on the day and give it our all. If we play to our best of our ability and they beat us, then they're a better side than us. I would still do it now if I could, but the legs won't get me there. And it's fantastic to stand back and watch the talent come through. You know, we've got some great players, some great footballers at the club. Yeah, it is hard, because when you see your team struggling, you really want to be in there with them and, you know, dig them out of a hole. It's in our favour to come out here in front of a local crowd, hopefully a big support, you know, Radio Cornwall doing the game. And I think if you can't get up for that, you can't get up for anything.
Now Carter's got space here. Carter's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Adam Carter, near side. Dryden backtracking. Carter slots it home. It's three for Bodmin. And is that the goal that seals a historic win for Darren Gilbert's men? Forward. And there goes the final whistle. And Bodmin Town have made footballing history at Priory Park.
Let's hear from the man himself, the manager of Bodmin Town. Darren Gilbert is with our reporter, Jack Murley.
Yeah, thanks, Ross. Welcome back to Priory Park. Darren Gilbert standing by, as well as Steve Simmons, the captain. Gents, very well done. Darren, to yourself, how proud are you feeling? You've got a drink in your hand. Will you ever have to buy one again in Bodmin?
Oh, I don't know, mate. No. It's down to the players, mate. They've been fantastic. It's been a squad thing today. And I've left some good players out today, and they're disappointed. I've left Cracky and Karts and Sammy and Doley. And Doley was man of the match for us last week. And it's tough decisions. I didn't sleep all night making those decisions. But I've told them after the game, that's what dragged us through is the squad today. Fantastic.
Steve, we got here, we looked at the pitch. We know your ground staff have done a great job, but, you know, it's not the easiest surface to play on. For your players as well, as a skipper of this side, how proud are you of what you've accomplished today? To beat a higher league team, difficult conditions, to get the job done.
Yeah, obviously, regarding the pitch, you know, we always knew it's going to be hard. After the first 20 minutes, they're going to cut up. But we know here at the squad, you know, that Darren's put together in the club, we know we've got 16, 17 players that are going to give, you know, a big shift for us each week. And like you said, it's a massive squad effort more than anything, and awfully proud. And, you know, we know we've got another home tie to look forward to, and just take, you know, that football cliche each game as it comes, and hopefully, you know, we're good enough to go on to the next level.
Darren, we were talking, you know, early goal, got yourself ahead. Then Ashington pulled themselves level just before the hour mark. And there's a lot of teams there up against higher league opposition who would maybe crumble or just doubt themselves. But your team didn't, did it? Just took it in their stride.
Yeah, it was a silly penalty to give away. We know that now. But it sort of spurred us on, really, because then right from the kickoff, Ollie, like, became himself again. You know, he like, took the game by the scruff of the neck. And then when we got the second, I know it was tight near the end, but I could see us going on and winning when Carts got the third. I know it was tight at the end. They got a go, and they were always going to pump the board forward. But we, you know, we've got a great squad here. We've got a great bunch of lads, and all they want to do is turn up. You know, you have training, and like 14, 15 of them turn up. I mean, Kev uses the excuse he doesn't train indoors because of the hard floors, but apart from him, everybody else trains.
We'll leave that one alone, I think. I'm not stupid. Steve, talk to me about, you know, Bodmin have proved really everything there is to prove in Cornish football. You won the league, you're defending Throgmorton Cup champions, you hold the Senior Cup. How important is this competition to you in the overall scheme of things?
I think this year, although we've taken every game, you know, really seriously, the league is our bread and butter. But I know over the past seasons I've been here, we've kind of let ourselves down in the VAS. You know, we've gone away, haven't been switched on, and actually we've learned over the years. We've had a, you know, core of players here over the years, and we've learned, you know, that we've got to be a little bit more professional. You know, I thought today I knew we were, you know, had a good chance because we've learned lessons from Biddeford early in the year, for example. When we've gone up there, we probably should have seen the game out. Whereas today, like Darren said, once we got that second, then the third, we saw the game out. And actually, you know, I thought thoroughly deserved the win. And, you know, it is one of the biggest priorities really this year for us to really, you know, set ourselves against from, you know, other teams from higher standards to prove that actually Cornish football, you know, is as good as what we believe.
When you talk about Cornish football, really Bodmin have set themselves as the benchmark, and it must be so gratifying for yourself, Darren, to look as a manager and see you've got that mix of youth and experience just all clicking. You've not only got the players who can do it now, but players coming through the ranks who you'd like to keep here for as long as possible.
Of course, and I mean, the big man himself, sort of the Kev, he's, you know, he's come down from pro football, and for his attitude towards the young players and come down at this level and still be playing at 42 and, you know, demanding the best from players. And your skipper here that gives 110%. You see what it meant to him. He's out there making last-ditch tackles. And then you've got Luxie and Ollie and people, and they're fantastic players. And we have got a mix of quality, youth, experience, everything. We've got everything down here. And the thing of it is, everybody needs to play well now because, you know, I left Shane Crack out. In the beginning of the year, Simon will tell you, no one would replace him, best player in the league by a mile. But since he's been injured, Ollie stepped up to the mark. It was hard for me to leave Ollie out. And Ollie's proved again today he's one of the best players in the league. And that's come because Cracky's come here and set the standards, and Stevie and Ollie have had to, like, raise to that standards, and they have. And that's why Cracky didn't play today. You know, and he understands. He's upset. Karts was upset. And I knew Karts was going to go and prove a point to me today. And I'm glad he did because, you know, I can only pick 11. I've got 16 good players. You know, I haven't got 11 good players. I've got 16 good players, and to keep them all happy is a nightmare, and Sim will tell you that.
Well, we've mentioned the players, we've mentioned, you know, the ground staff, but we have to mention the fans. I haven't been at a game in Cornwall with such an atmosphere in a long, long time. Cracking to have so many people here.
No, yeah, it's obviously they always say it's the 12th man, and it makes a massive difference. I know that, you know, when they scored their second late on, it was like a deathly silence, you know, but when we scored at 30, you know, You can hear it, and it does help you, especially when you're, you know, trudging through the mud out there. The last 20 minutes was hard. They're a big physical side, and we knew what we were going to expect. We knew they're going to pump balls, and, you know, when you make a challenge or you score a goal, or, you know, those small things, you know, they do add up, and, you know, they sit in a big game, and we'll know in the next round as well, you know, it will be decided on fine margins, and that extra, you know, extra help from the crowd did help, and we do appreciate all the support we did get.
I have to ask you this. It's the old journalistic cliche. I'll put it to both of you. How far do you think you can go?
As far as we want to go, really. Depends how... This side is a good side. And you've seen that. We've beat a very good side today, don't get me wrong. You know, they're playing in the league that Whitby Bay have won it for the last three seasons. So we haven't just knocked out some ordinary team in the Vaz. If we want to go a long way, if we get our attitude right, we do things right, which we always do. We train professionally. And, you know, I know we got some teachers that... If we do everything right, then we can go a long way. And it just depends, you know. I was worried today that if we didn't turn up and they beat us 1-0 and think after the game, did we do enough? Today, they give me 110%, every single one of them. The squad give me 110%. And, you know, right from the groundsman today getting the game on, through to the club, to Sheila, to Brian and Sandra, everybody in the club has done their bit today. And it's been fantastic. And most of all, my skipper and my team. Absolutely superb.
I'll be a little bit shorter. I think we'll take each game as it comes. But, you know, we have got 16, 18 lads here. They're going to work their socks off. And actually, I believe they were third favourites today. So, I mean, there's no reason. I don't think anybody would fancy trudging all the way down here, snow or no snow, to come and play us. So, you know, we'll give it our best shot. And there's no reason why we can't go all the way.